Well, no, Alistair McIntosh is a familiar voice on Thought for the Day. Now, he's developed this sideline, which is just astonishing. He's last month, he was on stage at King Tut's Wild Wild Hut in Glasgow, rapping with chart toppers Niz Loppy.
They had the JCB song.
They certainly did.
Number
they
one
certainly
at
did.
Christmas, weren't they?
Need enough. No, thereabouts. Yeah. And in fact, I think if you're not acquainted with the JCB song, I think I'm right in saying we can play a bit of it.
We've got a bit here now. Right. Lovely.
Here we go.
Holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a tough laugh. Oh, oh, oh. Sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. Glad I'm not in school, and we're holding up the bypass.
Okay, there we are. That was Niz Loppy.
It certainly was, and Alistair was rapping over the top. Now, I think we have Alistair on the line.
Yeah,
right?
No, he's in the studio.
He's in the studio.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm right here in Glasgow, yeah.
Oh, sir, lovely to meet you. Now, I tell you, I'm so fascinated by this story. How did this come about? How did this all happen?
Well, it's one of those crazy things that Luke Concannon, the lead singer in Niz Loppy, happened to read my book Soil and Soul.
Right.
And he got in touch with me after reading it and said he wanted to go up to the Isle of Egg and be a volunteer on the crofts and farms there.
Right.
And learn a bit more about life from that. And then he came to see me and we talked about his music and we talked about the difference in doing something purely from your ego. Egos, we all function at an ego level, that's important. But also grounding it in your greater self, in your deep self, in your soul.
Right.
And getting that connection.
Okay.
And
now,
so that was a connection, really, and went on from there.
And he's not the first. He's not the first funky young dude to have been excited about your book, is he? Am I right in thinking Tom York from Radiohead?
Well, that's right. Tom York
and
Radiohead also read it and said some very nice things about it. So I've never met Tom York, and I must say I have difficulty getting my head around these young folks' music.
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you entirely. I've been listening to Fred and Alison, and they know what went on at the Brits last night. I don't know what they're talking about.
I can hardly hear it these days, but I've got high-frequency hearing loss. You know, I've got two hearing aids, and I have to turn them off when I go to the concerts. But we got by.
But I suppose what you're saying is, that, as you say, getting into the mindset of Tom York from Radiohead, but clearly they identify with what you've written and your philosophy in life, which must be very gratifying.
Well, it is. And you see, what I'm fundamentally talking about is community. Mm-hmm. How do we learn to relate to one another and this earth? And that's a question of opening our hearts. It's about developing courage. It's about developing strength. And what I was doing with Niz Loppy was talking about the problems that young men face today. I mean, I'm 50 now. I'm not a young man. But about the importance of developing strength of heart to walk through the vicissitudes, all the troubles, all the difficulties, all the brokenheartedness of this life without selling out to addictions or burning out or selling out or crass consumerism or whatever.
So, can I say, Alistair, this is fantastic. Because normally, each week when I come on here, what I'm talking about are parrots squawking and this sort of thing. And it's all this quite grown-up stuff.
Isn't it?
But you've got kids, am I right thinking that?
That's right.
They must be very
Adam's
impressed.
22 and Katrina's 23. I think I've finally made it with them a bit.
Absolutely.
You know? thanks to my newfound friends in the pop world.
Yes, Dad's digging at King Tut's.
They were never very impressed by all my academic papers from the Centre for Human Ecology.
There you are.
They're into this
King
stuff.
Wawa Hut. Now, look, I tell you
Wawa
what.
Wawa Hut, yes.
Would you be up for doing a bit of rapping on air? I think we've got a bit of music, is that right?
Yes, it's all queued up and ready to go.
And I've got a wee distillation, just a short version. The full version of it's on my website.
I'm going to do something crazy with
a wee
my
version
hand
here for you.
In a sort of young, funky way.
Okay.
And off you go.
Thank you very much.
I'm rumbling in this JCB. I'm 5 years old, my dad's a giant sitting beside me. And the engine rattles my bum like berserk while we're singing. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go and work. Oh no.
I want to talk to the young men out there, people like Kevin and John and the Galgale Trust and Govan. You see, it's tough to be a young man in this world. It's like you have to face so much heartbreak and loss. In love and life, it's easy to forget, to give up. Easy to forget that life's a journey. You need to build courage in your heart. That's what I want to talk about. The departure in life when your boat's pushed out in the river. The initiation when you hit the rapids and graze the rocks and have to have strength to walk each next step. And the return, the homecoming, when you reach the ocean, able to be a man in your community, capable of loving and able to be loved. Capable of loving and able to be loved.
Holding up the bypass. Oh,
there he goes.
My dad.
Isn't that marvelous? Yes. And I got it live.
I'm going to put that on the iPod. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
I want to say hello to all those folk in the Galgale and Govan who inspire me with a training program, Navigating the Future, that they're on. You know, that's where I get these kind of ideas from.
Well, right. That's tremendous. And reaching so many people as well. And standing up there, how did it feel then, standing up at King Tut's? Well.
It felt absolutely mad. I mean, Kevin and John from the Galgale came with me. I mean, they're around about 20-ish. They were my support. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, me and my tweeds, as I was, would have felt pretty weird.
Is that the backing
King
band?
Tut's wah-wah hut.
Alistair, I've just got one point that I disagree with you.
Go on.
50 is not old.
No. Well,
it's really I'm 50 later this year. For goodness sake, I never ever think myself.
I remember once I thought anybody over the age of 30 was past it. I'm trying to rethink that one now.
Oh. In your book, Alistair, Soil and Soul.
Soil and Soul, Soil People and Soul. Versus Corporate Power from Oram Press at £7.99. And I hope you enjoy
you
it.
You got the plug in. Well,
great.
Thanks very much, Alistair.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Pleasure, thank you.
And we shall hear Alistair again in Thought for the Day in Good Morning Scotland at 7:30.
Isn't it great?
Some morning soon. Yes, Alistair and I have to say farewell to Chris Neal and fight him.